Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with John and Linda Benoit on the Vivo Chamber Players' upcoming performance. Vivo Chamber Players, there's a performance coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Vivo Chamber Players, which is a Simpson-sponsored group comprised of the Simpson Instrumental Music faculty and some of the string professionals that donate their time to the Simpson College Community Orchestra, are presenting a recital on Friday, February 8th at 7 p.m. in Lechberg Hall of the Amy Robertson Music Building on the Simpson campus. The recital will start with a short wind trio piece. The trio is composed of flute, clarinet, and oboe, and they will be playing a piece written by Kevin Batchelder, who is the brother of the Simpson flute professor. And then the strings in the group, a nine-piece string group, will be playing William Grant Still's Mother and Child, a slow jazz piece. And then the main part of the recital will be the chamber players, the entire 17-piece group, accompanying the silent film The Mothering Heart by D.W. Griffith.
Tell us a little bit about the silent film, because that sounds really interesting to have the music accompanying that silent film. Just kind of, I know that's very interesting to me.
Well, it's often said that the silent movies weren't actually silent because there were always live musicians providing music during the performances. Usually it was a pianist, although in some of the larger group theaters, there might be a small orchestra, or in the big cities, there would even be large full symphony orchestras accompanying these movies. And so what I've done is taken some photoplay music, which was music that was composed back in the 1910s and 20s, composed to be performed at movies. It was just kind of generic music with generic titles, and the pianist would put together a collection of pieces they thought would accompany the movie well. And so I've taken some of these pieces and arranged them for this orchestra and timed them out and composed some transitions and tried to make it all fit.
How'd you come up with the idea? It sounds like such a fun idea and kind of a fun project to go through.
Well, like I say, you know, if we were around back in the 19-teens and 20s before the talkies came out, this was standard practice. Although usually they wouldn't do as much sort of timing out and composing as I'm doing in terms of transitions. Normally they would just play and stop a piece and start another piece when it seems like the scene had changed. Since I have the advantage today of being able to watch the movie many, many times and see the timing counters and everything, I can really work out all the timings. Now, it's still a challenge when you get the live musicians there to keep them playing at exactly the right tempo so it all works out in the end, but it's still a lot of fun. But, you know, I got the idea. There are people around the country who still do this, and so I just wanted to be a part of that endeavor.
And it's not just music along with it. It's kind of a team effort with sound effects, and everyone's kind of pitching in, right?
Yeah, we do have a few sound effects added in there. You know, if it were a comedy, the movie's actually kind of tragic. If it were a comedy, there'd be lots of sound effects, you know, for different things. But like most movies, it does have some comic moments. So we've added some sound effects to go along with some dancers, some ratchets and slide whistles and things like that. But I chose the movie in part because in the 23 minutes that it runs, it offered the most opportunity for a variety of music. So we've got all sorts of things going on for different kinds of scenes, ranging from the lighthearted and frivolous scene with puppies, you know, to a tragic scene where a baby dies. And so we've got all types of music in between there.
There's a special performance from the strings. Tell us kind of a little bit about how that kind of fits into the time of year that we're in.
The piece Mother and Child was written by William Grant Still, who is an African-American composer. He was the first African-American composer to have a symphony performed that he had written, performed by a major symphony orchestra. He was also the first African-American composer to have an opera that he had written, performed by a major opera company. So he's famous among musicians, but not famous among the general public. And we are playing a slow jazz piece by him, which is really exciting for string players in that we don't get to play jazz quite as often. And it's just a beautiful piece. So I think the audience will really like it. It's about an 8-minute piece.
And one final time, how can people come join in and witness the performance?
We will be in Lechberg Hall of the Amy Robertson Music Building on the Simpson campus. The performance is Friday night, February 8th at 7 p.m. It's a free performance with a reception to follow. So the entire night is free and families are welcome.
Thanks to John and Linda Benoit for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.